I felt myself dying.
On January 24th, 2012, a former boyfriend stabbed Melissa Dome 32 times.
I just kept praying, please don't let me die.
Miraculously, Dome did not die that night. And as America learned in this 48 Hours segment on CBS, she is now using her life to help keep others from becoming victims of domestic violence. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
Despite what others say, impossible isn't a real word. It's just an excuse to stop trying.
Melissa Dome shared that message in her college graduation speech less than 1 year after the brutal attack that nearly killed her.
I did flatline 4 times, and I also had a stroke, and I had a broken skull, and 2 of my teeth were knocked out.
But through all of that, in those crucial first hours, the then 20-year-old from Clearwater, Florida, never stopped trying to live.
My mom said the doctor had his arms crossed, and he's like, I can't even explain it to you, but she's an absolute miracle.
Dome says that she has no doubt that she survived her horrific ordeal in order to speak out about it and the abusive relationship that preceded it.
I know it clear as day that this is my purpose, to be an advocate and share my story so another woman will never have to go through what I went through.
To that end, Dome spends much of her time today talking about domestic violence in general and teen dating violence in particular.
Going into schools and speaking to students and creating various prevention campaigns and just anything that can get the young people talking about this.
To learn more about Melissa Dome and many others like her who have turned adversity into advocacy, visit A2AAlliance.org. Jeff Bell, KCBS.